What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Ooh, she's been a bitch tonight. And by bitch, I mean this rain. No cab, nowhere. So I had to put on the wigs and the heels and the lashes and the ear and take the train to the club. And you know the MTA should stand for motherfuckers touching my ass. So then I get to the club, looking like a drowned, harassed rat, and am greeted, not by Miss Rose at the door, but our friend, Johnny 5-0. Yes, honey, the NYPD shut down the party. So no fee for me. I don't even know what's the key.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Sorry.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We are gonna serve.
And work. And turn.
And honey. For calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die. Turn. Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We are gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And honey. Wonderful kiki. This kiki is marvelous.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me and Jason tonight on Gay XYZ. I'm calling this the Gay XY show since we don't have Z with us tonight. So tonight, unfortunately, Christian could not be with us because he has such a fabulous life. He had to go and be at some event or some shit. So good for you, girl. Good for you.
Yes, he will be back next week. So
yes, hopefully. Yeah, so yeah, we'll see you back.
Have fun, Christian.
Yeah, have fun wherever you are, Christian, at your party, having a kiki. All right. So we're just going to talk about whatever tonight. But by the way, if you want to call in, if you're listening live to the show, you can call in anytime during the show by calling, if you're local or wherever you are, you can call 214-377-0481. Or you can call using Skype, Off Limit Show. You'll reach the Gay XYZ Show that way if you want to call in live through Skype. So be sure to call in if you want to talk to us about whatever you want to talk about anytime during the show. We're happy to take your phone call. So
yes, we would love to hear from you on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes. Yes. Thanksgiving Eve. That's right. I'm so glad it's fucking a holiday because I have had a horribly busy day, busy week. I just,
well, technically tomorrow's Thanksgiving Eve, but you know what
that's
I mean.
Right. It's true. But, yeah, you know, yeah, we're close enough to it, so we can say that. but, you know, so hopefully it'll be good. We wanted to talk about a few topics. So you had said you wanted to talk about, one of the things you wanted to talk about was, and I didn't know this, that Sherry Shepherd had lost her child support appeal. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So as many of you may or may not know, Sherry Shepherd had a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Divorce. Sherry got a divorce. And
yeah, she was married to, what's the guy's, I forgot the guy's
Jeffrey,
name. But anyway.
Jeffrey was his name too, wasn't it? Wasn't that his name, his dad's name as well? I thought it was
Lamar Sally. That's his name.
I guess I was wrong. Oh, that guy, the second husband. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So she was married to Lamar Sally. And, you know, of course, they were going back and forth. You know, she had a, supposedly had a child. And, you know, she had a child using a surrogate.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, then, of course, you know, things didn't work out. And so they got a divorce. And so Lamar was, Lamar Sally was requesting child support because the child is primarily in his custody. So I guess Sherry Shepherd was just like, well, technically, since the child was not hers biologically, I guess, she was, you know, trying to say that, you know, she didn't want to pay child support. Well, she went to court and she lost.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, she actually had, I mean, the thing is, when she and Sally, Lamar, Sally, whatever, were together, they wanted to have this child, and so she hired a surrogate, right? And they, and I guess it was his sperm and the surrogate's egg, or because she's not even biologically related to it, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I think she's a surrogate.
But I think it's kind of shady that she did that. I mean, I don't know. On one hand, I understand, because the guy divorces her, cheats on her, whatever he did to her, and they get divorced, and then he probably just wants her money, and so he gets child support, quote unquote. And that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is, you know, I understand her side too. It's like, you know, this guy did this to me, and he's just trying to get my money, and I'm not letting him win. But I think the right thing is for the kid to be taken care of. But I don't. Do you think she should take care of the kid or not? What do you think?
Here's my thing on this. I feel like she should, just for the simple fact that they had an agreement.
Yeah.
And this is how she wanted to do it. She wanted to use a surrogate. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it sucks. But in a way, it doesn't, because they had an agreement. And so this is what they wanted to go through. So,
yeah, and it's like you can't just go and get a kid, whether it's adoption or surrogacy or whatever, and say, oh, don't want you anymore. Sorry, bye. I mean, I don't think that's right.
Exactly. So she has to pay $4,100 a month in child support until the child turns 13.
Oh, wow.
And then once he turns 13, from 13 to 18, I'm assuming, she has to pay $4,600 a month. Now, here's my thing. Why did it go up $500 once he hits 13? I didn't quite understand.
Why did they go up $500?
Right.
I guess because when you're a teenager and older, you have more costs involved, like school and books and, I mean, like, you know, sports and shit like that. I don't know. I guess. I have no idea. But that's what I that's what I think, you know, because as you get older, you know, your expenses grow. So I guess that's probably why.
Right. I was just saying, okay, well.
So she lost that, huh? Well, whatever.
Yeah. You know. Sucks to be you, Sherry, right about now. But, you know.
What do you think about her anyway as a whole? Sherry Shepherd. What are your thoughts on her?
What do you say?
What do you think about Sherry Shepherd as a whole? What do you like? Do you like
her? I like her as a person. I don't have anything bad to say about her. I mean, well, no more than this situation. But yeah. I mean, her as a person, I don't have anything bad to say about her. So I don't know.
She annoys me a little. I mean, I like her on one hand. I don't think she's like a bad person or anything. I just think that she, like, I remember when she first started on The View. And the whole, you know, is the world flat or is it round? When Barbara asked her that, she's like, you know, I don't know, Barbara. I just don't know. I'm like,
well, something like, well, that, yeah, that was kind of stupid.
That is exactly what she said. And I mean, everybody has brain farts every now and then. And so I was like, okay, I'll forgive her for that because she was just nervous or whatever. But then later, I mean, she says some really stupid shit sometimes. And I don't know. She's okay. I mean, I just think, and I don't think she's that funny, really, honestly.
But I don't think she is either. But I mean, as a person, I mean,
she's all right as a person.
Yeah, she's all right.
I mean, I could, you know, I probably could hang with her if I knew her, but not for a long time. Anyway, just, I mean, I'd be okay for a while. I mean, okay, gotta go. Bye. But that's just me. Now, also in the news, Charlie Sheen has been diagnosed with HIV. Well, years ago, previous to now. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that whole story?
Honestly, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's Charlie Sheen.
Can we talk about this already?
He's had a horrible track record for the past several years. So him coming out saying he's HIV positive, I'm not really surprised. I don't see him being like, you know, the spokesperson or, you know, him going to colleges and speaking out on this and shit like that. I mean, it sucks that it happened to him, but yet I'm not surprised.
Did we talk about this already on the show? Or am I having deja vu? Because, you know, sometimes you tell one person and you think you tell somebody else.
No, because the story just came out. Like...
I swear to God, I just had this little conversation. But it must have been with my husband or somebody because I was like, I just talked about this.
No, because he just came out with this just a few days ago, right? Was it like Friday?
I think you're right.
Because we had already done last week's show before this came air. Well, before it aired.
I'm just making
before
sure.
Before it was, you know, released. So,
right.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Okay. Well, I don't think he... I mean, first of all, like you said, I mean, who the hell is surprised by this? Nobody. Because he does, you know, he's been known to frequent prostitutes all the time, and he uses a lot of drugs and things like that. So those are two of the primary ways you can get HIV. You know, so it's not surprising that he contracted it, especially since he's known for not having protected sex and things like that. Anyway, but I think that it's great that he came out. And he actually said it, but I think the only reason he came out, though, was because he was forced out by the National Enquirer.
Right, right. Plus, there's a news story that came out, I think, just yesterday, saying that supposedly there's, you know, some type of hit thing of him and some other guy having oral sex while they were doing drugs together or something.
Oh,
like
a guy?
That.
It's with a guy?
Yeah, with a guy.
Oh, that's a lot more interesting. I thought it was with a woman.
Yeah, so, again, with that, here's the thing with me. When it comes to... like people in Hollywood, I feel like everyone out there is bi to a certain extent. Like, I feel like,
well, people in Hollywood are a lot more free-minded, open-minded.
Exactly. So I feel like even when I heard about this, I was like, okay, well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm still not surprised.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't know. I
well,
just
you know,
really
the media just wants to take any little crumb they can and run with it and make it sensational. That's how they do things. So, but I mean, I think it's good that he's open about it now and he's telling the truth and everything. That's good. I think that's important. And one reason I think it's important is because the truth is HIV is still an issue in the world. It's still an epidemic and it still kills people and it still makes people sick and all these things. Although it's much more manageable now than it was 10, 20 years ago, it is still a disease that people contract and still can get. And I think it's important that people are educated about it still. Because a lot of people still think, I mean, people still to this day, especially in the younger generation, like 20s, early 20s and that generation, twinks and things like that, they typically are, I mean, the ones I've known and run into in the past few years and things like that, they just think they're immune to HIV. They don't care if they get it. I mean, not all of them, but there's some that are like that. And I'm like, what is your problem? And so you kind of have to
educate
them.
What do you mean? Wait, you said some of them don't care if they get it?
There are some who just don't care. They think, oh, it's a big deal. If I get it, I'll just take a pill and I'll go climb
the mountain. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Because the whole prep thing and all
yes.
that.
Yes. And so that, and I think, for this is what I think about that, is that first of all, they need to be educated about the horrors of the disease and what it was like in the 80s and 90s and things like that, and what it looks like to have AIDS and things like that. But also, PrEP is, yeah, it's proven so far to protect people 99% of the time from HIV contraction. However, the problem is with that is that HIV is a disease and it mutates and it can eventually get, you know, you may get one strain of HIV, but you could get another. And they've actually talked about years ago, there's a super strain of HIV, which is different than the main one, which has evolved into this new one. So it's much more potent. It doesn't even necessarily get help from the drugs they have for the regular HIV. So my point is, it protects you from one type of HIV, but not necessarily the other one. So if you get on PrEP, I still think you should be using condoms, but that's just me. See, I would be like in fucking Saran wrap. That's just me. I would be like, you know, I'm like not taking any chances. But, right. You know, everybody has a point, I guess, where they make mistakes, and that's okay. But I'm just saying that you should be safe. That's all. Just right. Because PrEP's around doesn't mean you should, you know, think you're free. But anyway,
But before we change the subject, I want to shout out my friend Sunny, who is listening. She says she's listening to us in her car, so I'm assuming she's probably listening to through us through the
Radio?
App or something.
Oh, I heard her. Oh, yeah, yeah, not her. Yeah, from iTunes, or what is she listening on? Oh, Skype. No,
Skype.
Spreaker.
I guess she just said she's listening in the car, and I was just like, all right, well,
well, hey.
Shout out to you.
Hey. Where's she driving to? Driving home, probably? Who knows?
Probably. Driving home from work or the gym or something. I don't know.
I need to be going to the gym. You know, my husband and I was talking to him last week. I was like, we need to rejoin the gym because when, like, years ago, I was joining the gym every day. And we stopped going. I told you about this before. But anyway, so I need to go back to the gym bad. And so I'm getting so fat and fatter and fatter and fatter. And now it's the holidays and there's cookies everywhere and cake and shit like that. I'm like, fuck this. So I'm, so I told him we need to go back to the gym. So we're going to start back at the gym after the holidays. So, but have you ever belonged to a gym or anything, or did you always just do things at home or not work out much? Or
no, I work out off and on. For the longest, I was signed up, to 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
And then I moved, so there wasn't a 24-hour fitness in my area. So then I just started working at the fitness center here where I live.
Oh, that's good. You have one of
those.
That's good.
That's what I've been doing, which is kind of good because I don't want to pay money for a gym
membership.
Well,
see, that's the thing. I was doing P90X like 2 years ago, and last year I was doing P90X, and I did all that. And P90X really did not do much for me, and I did everything I was supposed to do. But still, and then I have equipment at home. I have weights. I have dumbbells. I have the bands. I have a treadmill. I mean, not a treadmill, elliptical machine. So I have things I could do at home. But for me, when I'm at home, the last thing I want to do is fucking work out. So, I mean, I'm on the sofa watching TV and I'm looking over there at the fucking elliptical like, no, you know, I just have no interest. So for me, when I get my ass up and I actually go to the gym, I mean, there's nothing else we need to do but work out when I get there. So it's just a matter of me getting my ass to the gym. And so for me personally, it's better to have a place to go to, even though I don't like it, than to have it at home because I'm too lazy to actually do it at home. It's horrible. It's just so bad.
Well, yeah, that's it's the holidays. I mean,
I've
been slacking off a lot for working out because I know I'm going to be eating a lot between now and the end of December.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what's the
so,
fucking point?
I mean, I'll still go, but I'm not as passionate about it now, I guess, since the holidays are here, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm more focused on eating.
That's good.
So yeah, so shout out to Sunny. She says hey, and say hey. She's driving, like I said, I don't know where to, but
well, she could call in if she wanted to.
I told her that. She was like, I'm driving. I was like, you can still call in.
Don't you have a speakerphone? I'm sure she does. If she has a cell phone, she has a speakerphone. Come on.
Right.
Anyway. so one of the things we found out today, we were talking about this earlier, is that an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away for men. And that's awesome news because it means that, you know, men's prostate health is important, obviously, as we age, especially. And so apparently if you have an orgasm a day, that keeps your prostate in good health and also kind of staves off cancer. So I think that's great.
Well, if that's the case, then I will never get prostate cancer. I mean, just keeping it real. So
that's good news, right? It's something right. That's fun to do, but keeps you in good health. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Right.
Anyway, that was good news. And but there's one this article I read though about this woman. This is so disgusting. And it was an article on, I don't know, it was Facebook or it was the Huffington Post or something. And the woman actually uses her own yeast from her vagina to make her own bread.
Okay, here's the thing with that. How much fucking yeast do you have in your vagina?
I know.
To make yeast bread.
Disgusting.
Nasty bitch. For real?
It's so gross.
Are you fucking kidding me with this?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what does her vagina look like that she has got enough yeast to make bread rise?
Okay, this is where if there are any women listening, this is where I need you guys to call in and explain this shit to us. Because call in 214-377-0481 or you can Skype us. But please, I need a woman to explain this shit to me. How do you have that much yeast to the point where you can make some fucking bread.
I mean, it's gross.
Some woman, please call in and explain this to us.
And the thing is, you know, already being a gay guy, I have an aversion to vagina. The idea and the picture in my head of this is just disgusting. I mean, gross. How gross are you?
I mean, the first thing, when I read that article, the first thing I thought about, I was like, what, did she, like, scoop it out with a spoon?
Ew!
I'm just saying. I mean, but I'm thinking, I mean, but if you can make that much with, you know, to make bread, it's like, how much is down there?
I seriously have to take a deep breath. Hold on. I'm like nauseous. So totally not kidding. Oh, wait, we have a phone call. Hold on. Let's see here who it is. Oh, they hung up. Oh, fuck. Are you still there? Oh, shit. Are you still there? Hello?
I'm here. Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
They hung up. They hung up. I don't know where they went. I'm sorry. That sucks. Oh, well. Call back.
Someone called in. Okay, call whoever it was. Call back. Because I need someone to explain this to me about how in the fuck you can make yeast bread from yeast in your vagina. Someone, please. A woman, anyone. Please call back.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. Wait, hold on. You're nauseous. Yes, I'm nauseous, Angela. So Angela in the chat room is saying, are you nauseous? I was like, yes, I'm literally nauseous. See, the thing is...
Call in, Angela. Could you please explain this to us, please?
It's gross. It's really gross. Yeah. The number is 214-377-0481. Or you can call in using Skype by using Off Limits Show. So feel free to call anytime. Anyway, but yeah, so I think the girl is just nasty, whoever she is. I didn't even read the whole article. Because she says you can't make bread that way. I'm going to go to the article right now. Hold on. Let's where is find this fucking article. Because
I read this. I was confused and appalled all at the same time.
What should I look for?
I was confused, appalled, and curious. Vagina. There we go. All at the same time. I was like, what does the yeast look like down there? Is it like pancake batter? Well, I mean, like,
yeast,
what is it?
Yeast is like, it's little round balls. Or I mean, the kind you use in actual.
I don't know. I just think it was bread. Like really dry, like pancake mix.
Here it is. It says, it says, feminist blogger who uses her vaginal yeast to make sourdough bread causes uproar as social media users find her baking experiment hard to stomach. It says, let's see what it says. Starvey, who admits to having a slightly perverse sense of humor and keenly scientific mind, realized she was suffering from thrush, which is, I guess, vaginal yeast infection, on Saturday, but decided that rather than resolve the issue with conventional treatment, she would make the most of the additional yeast she was producing. Using a sex aid to retrieve the yeast from her vagina, Starvey used it as a base ingredient for sourdough, a loaf of which often takes several days for the starter dough to ferment.
Oh, my God.
It says the experimental...
My stomach hurts.
I know. The experimental baker added her self-made ingredient to flour and water and then watched as the fermentation process began, taking pictures along the way. The photos documenting the unusual bread-making method has received an onslaught of comments, with many people accusing Starvey of being mentally ill. I think she's mentally... I mean, who... Well, first of all, did she eat this? I mean...
I don't know. I'm just... what did it smell like?
There's a picture of it here, and it does not look like very... I mean, the bread is risen and everything, but it's all... It looks more like a pretzel almost, but it's really gross.
whoever hung up when they called in, please, I am begging you to call
She
back.
She says she's going to call... Andrew's going to call in.
Okay, thank you, please, because I'm still just in awe. I'm just like, how the...
Now, I got to make sure that we can get this... Right, because I have to be able to connect you to this call, so hopefully this works, but if it doesn't, forgive me, but I'm going to try, because this is the first call we've had on the Gay XYZ show. Actually, this
yes,
is the first
so
call.
Angela's going to be special.
Yes, Angela, you will, so call in.
Yes, you're going to be
Angela,
a VIP member.
Angela and I have a history, so she's somebody I know from online, and she has a really good radio voice, so she's really good on the air. If she ever calls in. Call in, bitch!
But yeah, but I just... I don't know. I just... Like... To me, the whole process, it sounds like she took it for her vagina. I don't know if she used a spoon. I don't know what she used. But... And then it set out... It seems like... Okay, you know how you make pancake mix?
Yeah.
And if you leave it sitting out too long, it gets all crusty and dry.
Yeah.
And it becomes like all doughy like. That's what that kind of
reminds me of. Well, that's how you...
But I don't know. I ain't ever seen a yeasty vagina.
No, seriously.
So I don't know.
That's how, like, sourdough bread, that's how you make it. And I actually, as a recipe my grandma had when she was alive that I make and sometimes...
Wait.
What?
How do you make you... Wait, don't tell me I've been eating yeast bread from someone's vagina all this time.
No!
Oh, okay. He was about to end this show
that
right now.
That is not what I meant by that's how you make it. No, I meant that you leave it out and let it ferment or whatever so it gets sour. No.
Shit, say something.
No. Okay, wait, here we go. Let's see if this is going to work. Let's see if I can add her on here. I'm trying to add you. Are you there, Angela? Hello? I don't think it's working. Let's go back to Jason. Hello? You there? So we had another caller. It's not working.
Fucking phone.
Sorry. Look, people who are trying to call, I'm really sorry. This is the first time we're trying to make this work on the air. I'm sorry.
Donovan.
I'm trying. Bitch, I do the best I can. I am not a radio DJ technical person. Let me see here. I tried to add her on here, but it didn't work. Sorry. Anyway, that's the story about the vaginal yeast bread, which is really gross, and hopefully, oh, it was a voice message. Let's see what it says here.
Well, I tried to call. Just wanted to let you know. All
right. Thanks for trying to call. Oh, wait, who's this? Hello? Welcome to the air. Hello? Add people. Add Jason. Wait, where's Jason? Jason, I'm going to try to add you back. Jason, there he is right there. Add. Okay, you there? Hello? Oh, fuck. It just crashed. I'm on the air by myself. Oh, my God. This is the worst show we've ever had. It's like totally fucking up everything. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go away. There it is. Let's call Jason again. God. Oh, shit. Okay, Jason, are you there? Oh, he'll be there in a second. Sorry. Okay, sorry, are you there? Jason. Oh, my God. Now we can't hear him. What the fuck's going on? Jason, are you talking? Oh, my God, this is the worst show we've ever done. Okay, Jason, let's see. Why can I not hear you? I can't hear you. Let's see who this is. Who is this? Hello? Anybody there? Well, hold on one moment while we go to break while I play this song for you. We'll be right back so I can figure this. Oh, wait, here he is. Jason, are you there? I can hear you now. Jason?
I'm here,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I hear you now.
You know, my God, this is like the most ratchet show
we have done
to date. But to all the listeners, I want to apologize in advance. I know this show is ratchet. I bet you people are like, what the fuck is going on? We are doing a ratchet Thanksgiving show. That's what we're doing.
We're doing the best we can. This is the first time we've tried to bring another caller on the air besides the three of us. So
I bet your listeners are like, what in the fuck is going on?
Well, Angela did call in. I played her sound, and then I tried to add that number, which was on the air, to you, and then it crashed Skype. So I don't know what the fuck happened.
We have got to do better.
We will next time. I wasn't prepared because I know we talked about doing a show where calling people, but I thought it would work like it used to. But anyway. Anywho.
Apologies, everyone.
Yeah,
trust me. Next week, we're going to straighten it out. We will be back to normal. This is a ratchet show.
That's because
tonight
we don't have Christian here. I don't know. We're just being bitchy. Okay. So we talked about that. Speaking about this whole vagina thing, did you also read about the fact that there are men now that they have this thing called uterine transplants and they're doing it in England, and in the next 5 years, men will be able to have babies on their own if they want to?
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
That's what I said. I would never want
to have
a baby.
Why would you want to do that?
And I assume it's going to come through a C-section because it's not going to come out anywhere because you don't want to come out of your fucking penis, obviously.
Because let me tell you something. The first time I watched Discovery Channel
Yes. And
I see a man laying on an operating table or wherever they have their, you know, whatever they give birth, mm-hmm. and I see a man pushing out a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I am just going to pack up everything I have and just move across the world.
Well,
like, I don't know.
The man's doesn't push the baby out. It's a C-section. So
it's same difference.
But I wouldn't want to have a baby. I mean, one of the privileges of being a man is that you don't have to have a baby.
I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to see, like, it's cute when I see a pregnant woman in overalls.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to see a pregnant man in overalls. That is so weird. Unsexy.
I know.
No. It sounds like someone has too much fucking time on their hands. I don't want to see a pregnant man.
But the other thing I was thinking of is, like, how would that affect the baby? Because a man has a lot of testosterone and not much estrogen. The opposite of a woman. A woman has a lot of estrogen and very little testosterone. So it's like, how would that affect a developing kid, a baby in the womb? Is it going to come out like hairy and
I don't know. It's going to come out
with a deep voice.
I guess it's going to come out looking like Janet Reno. I don't know.
I'm just saying it would really weird. Be weird to have a kid. I don't know. It'd be strange. But anyway, I think it's a bad idea personally. So you do too, apparently.
A very bad idea.
Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, we did talk the other week about the fact that Dallas, Texas, is going to have its own franchise of the Real Housewives, and we talked about that, and a lot of people in Dallas are very unhappy about it because Dallasites are bitchy. But anyway, so coming up though, right now we're going to talk about the fact that we just saw Atlanta Housewives this week, and we're going to review the show. So let's talk about Atlanta Housewives this week. What were your thoughts?
This episode is more like a filler episode. And when I say filler, it's kind of like, it kept us mildly entertained, but there wasn't anything that popped off.
Right.
So, mainly Cynthia and Peter talking about their marriage and how they're going to take it slow. And
But didn't you think that whole thing about, let's talk about that real quick. What did you think about what Cynthia said to Peter? I thought, personally, that it was right on the money. I thought that she should give him an ultimatum. I thought that she should not take this shit from him. And she was pretty much ready to say bye-bye, in my opinion. But
yeah, that's the vibe that I got as well.
Yeah, and I don't blame her. I mean, I don't blame her. What do you think about the whole situation?
I mean, I don't blame her as well. I mean, you're gone for 10 days. You haven't contacted me. You haven't called. You haven't done anything.
Not contacted her, but didn't respond to her. It's not like she didn't try to contact him. He didn't even respond to her.
Yeah, that's where the problem comes in. It's like,
and they're married.
I don't know that. I mean, in the show, she did say she was wanting to give it one more chance, but she did say she was like, it feels like the same way it felt before we even got married, where people were not supportive and we were all going through all kind of financial problems and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't blame Cynthia. I mean, if I was in a situation like that, I'd be like, this is an ultimatum. Either you need to straighten your shit up or I'm out.
And the thing about marriages is that, because they were saying, well, he was like, well, I don't believe in divorce. And she was like, well, sometimes it doesn't work out. That's what divorce is for. And I agree with her. I mean, look, I've been married for, 6 years now. And I think that I know what marriage is like, and I know that it goes up and it goes down. You have good times, you have bad times, you have hard times, whatever. And I always tried it because my grandmother was this way, and I grew up with her and my mother, and my grandmother was very old school, of course, and she felt like no matter what, you stay with your husband, blah, blah, blah. Well, I feel that I try to work it out as much as possible and do as long as I've done every single thing I can to make my relationship work, and it's not working and the other person's not doing their part, then I would leave. But if the both of you are not trying to make it work, it's not going to last. And I think in their situation that he's just not, he doesn't give a shit anymore. I mean, I think he cares to an extent of losing her because maybe of her money, what little she may have left, but I don't think he really cares enough. Like, it's not really about her. I think it's about, himself. But anyway, does that make sense? Am I rambling?
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
So I just think he needs to, I think that they want it to work, they're going to have to both work on it. You can't just have one person in the relationship working on a relationship for it to work. It takes both people
right,
to want it to. So, and I know that, and I think anybody who's married knows that. So I don't know. Hopefully it works out for them. I don't want to see him divorced just because I like Cynthia, but I don't really like Peter. I've never liked him. So
I haven't either.
I don't care for the man at all. Anyway. Okay, well, that was interesting.
And then also, yes. Sheree and Kenya made up after the previous, incident where they were at Cynthia's party or Sunglass launch party. And, they had the exchange of words about houses and that type of thing. Here's the one thing that really confused me about that. Now, allegedly, Kenya had never met Sheree. So I'm thinking to myself, but at the party, when they were at Cynthia's party, Kenya just all of a sudden attacked Sheree. And I was like, where's this all coming from if you claim you don't know this woman? You know
because
what I mean?
Because she's a bitch. That's Kenya. She was just like,
well, you know, people are talking about your house. And, right. And Sheree's looking at her like I don't even know you.
I know.
So I thought that was kind of weird that she just attacked her just out the blue like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, but that has happened to me before. people just attack you out of the blue for no fucking reason. I mean, literally no reason, not being provoked or anything. Some people just are fucking assholes. I mean, seriously. And I honestly think, that whole conversation, that argument that Kenya and Sheree was in was started by Kenya. It was not a Sheree instigation.
No, I agree. I agree.
And I think she was just causing drama and trouble because she wants to be relevant on the show. I mean, that's how she does things. And she stays relevant because she's always a bitch. So, I mean, it makes her have a job security, basically. So, anyway.
Right. So, now we have to talk about Portia and her man. What's her man's name? I don't even remember his name.
She's not even with him anymore.
So, my thing is, I was like, when I was watching the show, I was like, it seems like she's falling for this guy really, really fast.
It was a month or two or something. It was ridiculous.
Have they broken up already?
Yes, they're broken up, yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. I knew the shit wasn't going to last. She was like, you're my MVP. And I'm looking like, bitch, really?
But his face alone in that show was like, okay, this bitch is crazy. I mean, the way she was acting, like they just met, like a month and a half or whatever.
He was surprised himself. He was like, I was not expecting this. So I don't know if that kind of freaked him out.
It freaked me out. If I were single, met some guy, and then a month into or whatever, he's introducing me to all his friends and is like, this is my man, this is the one, and da, da, da. I'm like, whatever, bitch, I just met you. I mean, you know, a month is not enough time.
It's not. When she first introduced him on the show, I was like, it's not gonna last.
I mean, have you ever been with a guy who was like that? He was like so. I ever been with a guy who was just like so fast, so quick, so fast to like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I met a guy years ago, and within 3 weeks, he wanted me to go to New Orleans with him. I was like, I do not know you like that. Because I was like, first of all, we're in New Orleans. I don't know. I may end up missing
you. Chopping you up or something.
Chopping me up and throw me off in the river down there. I'll be having, you know, missing poster signs all, you know, I'll be on, what is it? What's the show?
The one with John Walsh.
There we go.
Oh, First 48, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've been searching for my ass for 3-4 years before the coming up.
Yeah, I think he...
I appreciate the offer, but I was like, no, I'll stay home.
Well, I was with a guy, this is in my 20s, and I met him, and he and I, we fell hard really fast for each other. And, I mean, it was like one of those, this has not happened to me, but maybe once in my, well, this is probably the only time it happened in my life, but I met this guy, and the moment we saw each other, we literally just like, blah, 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 you know, and he was that way towards me, I was that way towards him, and we were just like all about each other, whatever, but then, like, he kept trying to say I love you to me, like, maybe like 3 weeks in, I was like, don't, and every time he started to say I love you, I would put my hand over his mouth, I'd say, do not say that, it's too soon. It's way too soon for you to say that. I said, I know you like me a lot. I like you a lot, but stop trying to say you love me because you don't know me yet. And the whole relationship, which only lasted for like maybe 3 months, he kept trying to say, I love you. Finally, you know, 3 months in, maybe that's a good time to say it. And by that point, I was done. He was done. So we're over.
Here's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
Did he make you a mixtape?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say no.
No, he did. I'm not kidding you.
Oh my God.
He did.
That
yes.
Is so.
He actually, corny. He actually not only made me a mixtape, but after we had met the first time, he wrote me this long letter. It was typed in like that cursive font, though. But anyway, and on the front page, he had a poem he'd written for me. And then inside, no, it was lyrics to a song. The song was Dreaming of the Queen by Pet Shop Boys, if anybody knows who they are. But anyway, and he had this long letter about how incredible I was and blah, 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 and how hot I was or whatever the time, all this kind of stuff. And on about how we were both meant for each other. And he was older than me. I was 20 years old. And he was 26. And I was like, I was into the guy, but that was some heavy shit fast. And so I told my mom, she were on our close, and I showed her the letter, and she said, okay, that's really sweet. really nice of him, but she said, you need to be careful about men who come on this strong this soon. That's what she told me. And I was like, oh, shut up. You know what you're talking about. And of course she did. So she was totally right. So anyway, that's what happened with that guy. But he was a nice guy. It's just that he was just way too much too fast.
Mm-hmm. No. Hell no.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, I'm a really nice guy. I mean, I think I am. I'm still, most people, although today I was called a dumbass and an asshole by a neighbor.
Why?
Oh my God. See, I have this, not a neighbor that lives in my neighborhood, but within the general area. It's a long story. I don't even get into it. But basically, I have the whole neighborhood around me. Half of them hate me and half of them love me because I'm trying to do something good for the neighborhood. And some people are for it and some people are against it. Anyway, and so they're so against me because the people who are against it that today someone actually called me.
Oh, I remember now. I think you told me.
Yeah,
I
told
you
something
about
off the air. Yeah.
Okay.
So she called me a dumbass and she called me an asshole. And I'm like, and it didn't even bother me. It literally didn't bother me at all. And I just was like, I didn't even respond to her. But my point is, I forgot my point.
Oh Lord, where's
what were we
someone,
talking
someone
about?
Please bring in the little whistle that goes.
I forgot the fuck I was talking
about. Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I know what I was going to say. I'm a nice guy, and if a guy is like that, you know, I kind of feel sorry for him. And most guys are like, "Ooh, you're scaring me. Go away. I'm out." But I was like, I kind of felt sorry for someone who was that invested in someone they'd met just very recently. I felt like, well, he must have a really deep, deep hole, void inside him that he needs love so badly. And so I was just real nice.
I thought that was going to go left field when you said he had a deep, deep hole. I was just like,
well,
oh
he had
God.
That too, and I filled it. But anyway, let's go on. But I'm just saying I felt sorry for him. And so I just kind of, that's my point is I wasn't too nice. I was too nice. You probably would have been like, bitch, bye. But I was like, I was too nice. So. That's just me.
I'm still just that. When you said he had a deep, deep hole, I was just like.
Well, one thing is, I'm not going to go there. Never mind. Okay. Anyway, so by the way, do you like Adele? Do you like Adele?
I love Adele.
I love her too. I'm in love with her. And her new album just came out. It was released this week. And I got it, and of course, and I love it. But she was on a, if you go online, it's all over the internet where she did an impersonation of an impersonator of Adele. So she played, she was made up to look like someone else impersonating Adele. And so she goes into this, it's like a show for Graham Norton in the BBC in England or whatever. Anyway. And all these girls are there. These Adele impersonators are there. And she's there, too. And they don't know it's her because she has a prosthetic nose on and chin and hair and everything. And and they're, like, talking about her or whatever. Anyway, and she goes up there and she sings on stage. And they're like, oh, my God, it's really Adele. But you have to watch it because it's really good. But anyway, my point is that she is an awesome singer. I love her to death. She's one of the few artists these days who can really sing. You know what I mean? There's
right.
So many that just use auto-tune and shit like that. But did you see J-Lo, by the way, at the AMAs?
No, I didn't watch it. From what I was told, the AMAs were whack.
They were.
As they put it.
All I did was watch the opening, that's all.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it. I didn't have any interest in watching it.
Well, Nicki Minaj was apparently offended that she was doing Anaconda, but it was part of a medley. It was part of like all the
But here's my thing though. How are you going to get upset with J-Lo?
Right.
Over a song that you remade. It's not even your song. Girl, bitch, get the fuck out of here. It's not even your Sir Mix-a-Lot was the original.
Yes.
Like I can see if he was offended.
Right.
How are you offended? You girl,
wasn't even your song to begin with. I know.
It's not, but Nicki, it's not even your song. You just remade it.
But she wasn't even like trying to pretend to be her or anything. She was doing a dance. Like what she did is a big long medley of all the hottest songs of 2015, and that was one of the songs. And when she did it on, her face was all like sourpuss face, you know, in the audience.
But you know what? For the past few award shows,
she's had issues.
You know, she's always had some type of run-in with someone. Like when she was at the VMAs, it was Miley Cyrus. When she was at the other place, she had issues with someone. I don't even know.
Wasn't it Taylor Swift or something? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think it was Taylor Swift. Oh. It was someone. I can't remember. And then now she's having issues with J-Lo. It's like, girl, sit your ass down. Like it's not even your song. You sampled a song from someone else. Girl, please. I do not have time for you. I do not have time for you. Next. Let's move on.
Well, I mean, I think once you get to a certain level of fame and fortune and all those things, and I think a lot of times people start to believe their own press, as they say, and I think she's getting a big head. And no matter what somebody does, it's like she's always slighted by them. No matter what they do, it's like somehow it's a slight towards her personally. Not everything's about you, Nikki. Not everything's about you. I'm sorry, but she seems like
that.
She thinks it is. But anyway, so anything else you want to add before we go? Anything else you want to talk about? Anybody want to call into the show? Call the fuck in or try one more time.
Yes, even though we're having our ratchet show, you can still try to call in. This is like the most ratchet show we've ever done to date.
You know what I need to do? I have a mixing board, and I've been trying to do it through Skype because it's easier, but I just need to put the Skype calls on my iPad or my laptop and then feed that into a different channel on the mixer board, and that way I can control it directly without having to rely on fucking software. That way we can hear both sides. And so I'll do that next time. That way we'll be able to take phone calls properly, everybody who's listening, so...
Cool. Just a quick thing. Jared Fogle, the Subway guy, was sentenced to 15 years in prison for his child pornography case. Honestly, I feel like he should have got more, but you know, court system. The court says that he's, you know, should get 15 years. So
was it just? I didn't think it was just child pornography. I thought he actually had sex with some kids.
Yeah, I think he did like a 16-year-old or a 16-year-old or something like that.
Yeah,
some shit.
What do you think about that, though? I mean, isn't there? See. This is the kind of the fine line to me, and I've talked about this before on my own show before, but the Off Limits show on Sundays. No, I'm kidding. But I think,
go ahead and plug in your show. Might as well.
I think that isn't there? What's the difference? Okay, this is what I'm trying to say. I think it's gross and despicable if an adult molests a child because they can't. They don't really have the ability to consent. So, and it's also
if they're 16, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just wrong, right?
I'm not saying it's right. Let me be clear before we get some hate mail. Just because a person's 16, I'm not saying that, you know, just because they can consent, that means it's okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if both parties agree,
right,
then you know, it could possibly happen. I'm not saying it's right.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to get to, though, is this is the delicate question, because when I was 15, I was having sex with men who were 22 years old, 23 years old, and that was all by choice, and I was perfectly fine with it, and I liked older men then. I like older men now. I've always liked older men. So it's never been an issue for me, and so I didn't feel like I was being molested because it was a sexual thing, and it was a – you know what I mean? It wasn't anything like, oh, come here, little boy. Let me give you some candy. It wasn't like that. It was, you know, it was a totally a mutual thing. So but other people will say, well, I was molested because I was under the age of consent at the time. But I wasn't molested. I was doing what I wanted to do. So to me, there's a difference between not wanting to have sex with someone who's older than you, who and you're underage, and then wanting to. So I personally would never have sex with someone that young because I'm not into young people anyway. Even if I were, I wouldn't, because it's just like a bad thing to do. So my question is if he had sex with a 16-year-old and he or she consented to it, should he go to jail for that? That's my question. Legally, he should, but I mean morally.
But it depends what the age of consent is in the
state.
The state.
Let's say they were 16 and the age of consent was 16.
Oh, God, you're going to try to get me in trouble.
I'm not. I'm just trying to – this is an interesting question, I thought.
No. The answer would be no. If they've both agreed to it,
right,
and the age of consent is 16, then no. Because me growing up, I was, you know, a similar situation as well. I was 16 and having sex with men who was like, you know, 25, 26, 30 years old. But, I mean, I lied about my age and told them I was, you know, 18. So, you know, I mean.
I never lied about my age, so.
Well, I mean, well, I did.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
You know, but my thing is that I mean, it was consensual, though. Even if they would have found out that I was really 16 instead of 18, I mean.
But would that have been, that's what I'm saying. To me, the law. the law is one thing, morality is another, and sometimes they're on the same page and sometimes they're not. And like, there's been instances, like, for example, of course, we've heard about where kids who are like 18 years old go to the same high school and the other kid is 16 years old and they're dating and they have sex, they break up, and the mom or dad doesn't like, of the 16-year-old or whatever, doesn't like the 18-year-old, and they have them thrown in jail for statutory rape.
Now, when parents do that kind of shit, that's fucking stupid, because when they were dating, you didn't have a problem with them.
Exactly. Well, even if they did, they didn't say anything until after they were broken up. I mean, that's ridiculous.
When parents do that kind of shit, that is the ultimate. Like, you're just trying to get back. You're just trying to do something to be like, oh, well, I'll show you type deal.
Right.
You know, and that type of thing. It's like, I mean, because you're right. There have been plenty of stories out here in this world where an 18-year-old has dated a 16-year-old. They've had consensual sex.
Yes.
The parents have known about it.
Yes.
And then as soon as they break up, or whatever the case may be, and the girl's heart is broken because this guy decided to move on to another girl, then, you know, like, you know, I'll show you. I'm going to ruin your life type deal. But it's like, she'll move on. Like, she'll be okay. There are plenty of men out here. Well, plenty of boys out here. It's like, stop. I hate it when, not saying that all parents do this, but you do have a small percentage of parents that do this kind of shit.
Right.
And it's like, and I'm like, you are willing to fuck up someone else's life based on the fact that
exactly
they broke up.
And not only that, they have to register, if they get out, as a sex offender for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And they can't get a job, and they can't, I mean, it literally ruins their life in many ways, just because they had sex with someone consensually in the same age group, even, and that they knew, went to high school with, and that was perfectly fine before they turned 18 themselves. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but since mommy and daddy had, you know, a fucking stick up their ass, then they're like, well, you know, I'm going to show you. And then now you've ruined this person's life.
But don't you think that's what I'm saying. Don't you think the fucking law should catch up with what the reality of the situation is, and not, because there are some states that have what's called the Romeo and Juliet law, where if they are within a four-year age range, like 16 mm-hmm. to 20 or whatever, and they're all, they can, that they're absolved of any kind of statutory rape charges because they consider them to be the same peer group, especially if they knew each other at the same school or whatever. So that makes sense to me. Certain states have that, but most states don't. So I just think it's wrong to ruin someone's life over something like that. I think people in America are so stupid about sex, and like, so uptight about sex, and just like, sex is just, oh my God, and they're so puritanical. It's just, it annoys the fuck out of me. It does. And you go to Europe, I mean, there, it's like there are women with their titties out on the beaches, and men with their dicks hanging out, and their kids are around them, and it's just, the body's not something to be ashamed of there.
But I've always said that America is too modest. It's like,
it is.
You know, it's one of those things to where it's like, you know, you see a guy, you know, walking out shooting nothing but his underwear on, and people call the police on him.
I know.
Or something like that. I'm like,
what's the difference?
Like,
that?
We're all born naked, so it's like, I don't understand why.
But why is underwear different than a swim trunk anyway? You know what I mean?
Don't know.
Why is that different?
Who the fuck knows?
I'm just, it's just, that's what I'm saying. It's so fucking stupid. It doesn't make any logical sense. It's so dumb.
It is. People in America need to get real and loosen up. It's
they
like
get the stick
too,
out of their asses.
They're too politically correct, and it's like, I've said that my entire life. I said I feel like America is too politically correct when it comes to a lot of things.
Yeah,
and it's like, just stop. Get to stick out your ass, and
or maybe they need to stick up their ass. Maybe that's the problem.
I don't know. Well, whatever suits them.
Whatever
is best for them. If you want in there, or if you want to pull it out.
Yeah, and like, you go to a movie though. You know, movies like get an R rating or an NC-17 rating or X rating, depending upon whether you're showing a woman's chest, you know, her breasts versus and nipples exposed versus a man's penis, flaccid penis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so if a man's penis is flaccid, then it's NC-17 sometimes, and not always, but sometimes. And then if it's a woman's breast, so what's like a double standard about that too? Why is a man's penis such a big deal? I think, you know what I think it is? Because we live in a patriarchal society. A lot of heterosexual men are insecure about their manhood. And so they don't want to see some man's penis on the screen bigger than their own.
So if it's a flaccid penis, they consider it NC-17.
Not always, but it tips towards that direction. It can be an R, but a hard R instead of like a you know, an NC-17.
But even if it's an erect penis, then it's rated. I'm assuming it's
either,
X-rated.
It's either, it's usually X-rated. It can be an NC-17, but usually it's X-rated. Yes. So, but why is it? I don't know. I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying. A hard penis is like such a horrible thing. I don't know why, but to me, it's just like a horrible thing. And when it's a woman's vagina or a woman's tits and she has hard nipples, then it's okay. But if a guy's dick is hard, then no, can't have that. So I don't know. I think
okay.
It's stupid.
I don't get it either. Okay, so here's another thing. This is just something that popped up on my computer last night. I was on, I guess I can credit the website, World Star Hip Hop. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this. So I'm going through this, and there was a video. Now, I don't know if this is true. Well, I guess it was real. Somebody recorded it. But they had a class. I don't think it was here. I think it was another country. But teaching women how to squirt.
You mean to have a orgasm that
like sweat. A squirting orgasm.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I don't think that's real.
Yeah, it's real. Women squirt when they can squirt.
Not, but I mean, it was squirting like,
yeah,
like a fire hose,
like a dick would be squirting, or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't think that would happen. I was like, I was like, okay, clearly this woman's just pissing on herself and just shooting out with force. But they say that happens, but I was like, well, and it was like a ton of it. I was like, if I was a woman. And whatever they use or do to make that happen, I would have that gland removed. It was so much of it, and it was so – I mean, I was like, that is gross.
It's not gross if you're a straight guy or a woman or you're into women, if you're a lesbian or whatever.
Look, okay, listen to me. If I was a straight man and I was having sex with a woman who squirts like that – when we get finished, I don't want to get a mop and bucket and mop up the fucking floor. I mean, there was so much of it, they had to get a mop out. That doesn't
sound real to me if it's that much. I mean, seriously, if it's that much, that doesn't sound real to me. Although, it doesn't mean it's not. I mean, you know that a clitoris is essentially a penis. You know that, right?
Well, yes, I'm aware of that.
No, I'm just saying. So I'm saying it's not abnormal for it to squirt out like that.
I'm gay, but I'm not that gay.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I think some women shoot more than others. Probably that's probably what it is.
It just looked weird to me.
Well, any vagina looks weird to me. So it doesn't matter what vagina it is. It looks bizarre and gross.
I mean, I just watched out of curiosity, but I was just like, and then I was like, well, maybe they, you know, maybe they have like some plastic bag shoved up their vagina and they're just
squirting
using
it
their
out.
Kegel muscles
well,
to
is
squirt.
It a porn,
I don't know.
Was it a porn movie or a documentary?
No, this is like a video that someone shot on their cell phone.
Oh.
So, yeah, this is like, this. No, this wasn't like, you know, Discovery Health. This was like someone in a room. There was an instructor. There was a girl who was like demonstrating it or whatever. And there was a guy recording on his phone with like a few other people in the room, and she was like squirting, and I was like, I don't know about this.
Well, that is the very last thing I thought we would ever discuss on tonight's show is female ejaculation.
We gotta get the phone lines up because I need a woman to explain this to me as well.
Well, what we'll do is next time I'll have everything I need to route it to my thingamajig, and we'll have it set up next time, so we'll be good to go next time. If you want to call in next time, you can call in, and I promise it'll work. Sorry about the technical difficulties tonight. Sorry I'm missing Christian tonight. He had an event because he's so important, so we had to wait for him to do his thing. But we'll be back with him and with Jason and myself next week on Tuesday. What is next Tuesday? Tuesday the 1st of December, December 1st. Oh, my God. The year is almost fucking over. Jesus Christ.
I know.
So
this year has really flown by. Like, it really, really has.
It has. I didn't even know. I mean, it's like, it seems like yesterday it was summer or whatever, but yeah, it's almost done. Anyway, so we'll be back next week. We thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about Jason, you can go to...
You can follow me on Twitter, which is Jason B. Like. It's Jason_B_B_E_Like.
And all the Christians not here, you can get a ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. I think that's what it's called. And you can find out more about him. And myself, you can always go to OffLimitsShow.com and find out more about me there. And you can follow us on Spreaker. You can go to the website, GayXYZ.com, and you can listen to the show there live. You can also download or listen to our show on iTunes and through podcast and through your Apple TV or whatever. And also, that's
and be sure to spread the word about our show. Make sure you go out and just sing them upon the mountaintops.
Yeah, and you can also tweet us at gayxyzshow.com, gayxyz on Twitter. So be sure to go there, and also our Facebook page. Like us there as well, gayxyz, and we will be happy to follow you back. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Sorry for the ratchet show, but. We should be back to normal next week.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, everybody. Good night.
Bye.